Chapter 15, How to Determine Your Retention. In consulting with school owners for more than a decade, I can pretty much predict how the initial conversations will go. I ask how many students the client wants and then how many he currently has. When he gives me his student count, usually higher than it really is, I ask if he knows his retention. He usually says something like, "I don't think I've lost more than one or two students this year." I then ask him how many students he enrolls each month. He gives me that number, usually higher than it really is, and kind of holds his breath, waiting for a verdict on the numbers. I quickly add the monthly enrollments together before I ask him how many students he had 12 months ago. Usually that number is just about the same as the current student count. The question then is, where do the students you enrolled each month for a year go? When I started NAPMA, I was always amazed at how many members judge the value of the service based solely on how good our ad was that month. I saw message boards that proclaimed NAPMA was the best service because we had the best ads. In truth, until MATA, NAPMA did have the best ads. But what's the sense of wasting money on running ads if you're going to lose the new students anyway? Let's think about how much money and stress is put into getting new students. You have to market. That costs money. You have to train someone to answer the phone or you lose the money you invested in marketing. 80% of your phone calls should set appointments to take an introductory class or trial lesson. You have to confirm the appointments to make sure they show up. 80% of your appointments should show up to take the intro. You have to teach the trial lesson or two. Then you have to make an enrollment conference. 80% of your enrollment conferences should enroll. That is an expensive and stressful process to go through. But if you do it well, 50% of the people who call you will give you money. This is why retention is so critical. Once students are in your school, it's far easier to service and sell them than it is to repeat this process. Imagine the nightmare if the only way to get paid was to go through that process for each student's monthly tuition. The beauty of the membership-based business is that if you do a good job of teaching and servicing your students, they will continue to pay month in and month out. This is why improving retention is mission one in turning the school around. Lazy school owners want a magic ad to fill their school, when in truth, they need better classroom management to keep their students in class. The formula for retention. The first step towards improving retention is to find a way to measure it. Here's a simple formula to help you determine your retention throughout the year. Active students are those who have attended in the past 2 weeks. 1. Start with the total number of active students as of December 31st last year. 2. Add to that the total number of new students who have enrolled year to date. 3. Count the number of active students you currently have. Divide number 3 above by the total sum of 1 and 2. That is your retention rate as a percentage. For example, if you were to do this in April, December 31st ends with 150 students. New students enrolling from January 1 to April 30th equals 40 at 10 per month. 150 students as of December 31st plus 40 new students equals 190 students. This is 100% retention. Your current active count, however, is 165 students. So you take that 165, divide it by the 190, which would be 100% tuition, which tells you that during this period of time, these first 4 months, you have an 86% retention rate. The shorter the period of time, the higher the retention. Don't be fooled into thinking you have an 86% retention rate year-round with these figures. Most schools end up with around 50% for the year. You, of course, want to push it as high as you can, but it has to be more than 50% to grow.